This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I tell you, this is one of the companies that I liked back in 2017. Matter of fact, they won one of our Uppy Awards last year as the best scientific medical product. At that time, their stock was trading around $6.50, and I told the CEO at our show that you guys are grossly undervalued, that fair value of your stock was $14 a share. We're talking no other than Prodex, Inc. You can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Rick Van Kirk. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to come on, Everett.
You know, some of your clients are Boeing, Medtronic, NASA. All that being said, I'm sure that added to your bottom line of $6.9 million. You guys blew it out this quarter. If you will, give us a comment. How did we get there, and is it sustainable?
Yeah, we're really excited about the quarter. These were record numbers for us, and our job is to make sure they're sustainable. We're fortunate that some existing customers, their requirements are increasing, and we've worked really hard in terms of capacity and process improvement to keep up with that. We've got some new products that are starting to take hold in the field as they get used in hospitals. Doctors like them more and more, and our customers end up buying more product from us to support them. So things are going well on the top line, and our cost improvement measures are tracking too. So margins are up. We're really pleased with the momentum we're building. You know, it's I don't say that our business is a cyclical business, but our sales growth is often in the form of a step because we have long sales and development cycles. So we expect more strong quarters in the future. It might not be the rapid growth we saw this quarter, but a slow, steady growth as we continue to build this thing.
For my listeners, what Prodex Inc. does, they do it better than anybody else out there. They design, they develop, and manufacture power surgical and dental instruments. They have probably around anywhere from 10 to 20,000 different SKUs on that. How do you plan to drive more growth of your business, whether it be domestic or internationally?
We're doing a several-pronged approach here. We're continuing to develop new products and some technology. In addition to that, new accessories to our current products, things that other people have not been able to develop or supply yet. So we think that'll make us even more competitive out in the marketplace. We are strengthening our sales and business development group here. We just made a significant hire this week and brought someone on board that's been doing this a long time and has already brought a number of good leads to us. The other thing that we're trying to do, I really want to emphasize also our ability to provide engineering services and QA and regulatory services. A lot of startups and even some of the big companies maybe don't have the resources available to design a product or a design for manufacturing project or an FDA registration, and we've been able to help people with that, and that's a part of the business that I would really like to pay attention to and grow. It's short lead time. It's switch-on business. And that's a new thing that we're really trying to focus on this year.
You know, as any good CEO, and Rick, I put you in that category, always looking for M&A, looking for opportunities, looking for smaller companies, maybe even companies that are not even publicly traded. Do you have anything on your radar, anything that you can mention, or what's the game plan in the first or second quarter of 2019, which wouldn't be your fiscal, first or second quarter, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we don't have anything on the radar right now. I would say we remain opportunistic. We certainly have some flexibility now where we can make a move if we need to. We have tried that in the past, and we've learned a lot from the experience to the point now where if and when we do something, it'll be smarter, more strategic, more complementary with what we're doing here. We talk about things from time to time, but there is nothing really in motion at the moment.
You know, a lot of the emails I get from my listeners, they're always concerned when a CEO or somebody on the board sells stocks, and I tell them there's more than one reason why a CEO would sell their stock. Recently, there was a press release that came out with you and a couple of directors sold some stock. I just want to know if you might want to comment on that.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking, because I know people see things like that and sometimes get concerned or interested. And really, this is nothing to be that interested in. I basically, you know, the price is doing pretty well, as we all know. I had an opportunity to kind of pay off some student loans and save myself some big interest payments later on, so I just pulled a little bit out to handle that. Nothing to be looked at or read into, and everyone should be fine. Still bullish on the company, still part of the stock purchase plan here at work, so everything's cool.
What would you like my listeners to take away from this interview going forward?
This is a good time to be part of Prodex. First of all, anyone that's listening that's a shareholder or interested or asks questions about Prodex, thank you for your interest and your support. It's been felt. We have some momentum going. We plan to keep it going. We have some aggressive plans here. That's why we're bolstering our sales department. I would say, you know, be patient, because, like I said, it's kind of a step function with our sales growth, with some of the development cycles and things like that. But we're on that track, and we expect to have a nice, long, successful run at this.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on my show. Like I said, you was on the show back in August. At that time, your stock was trading around $6.31. What a run from $6.31 to around $14.40 right now. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully, you'll come back on the show here in about 30 or 40 days. Give us an update of what's going on with your company.
I'd love to. I appreciate it every time, Everett. Thanks very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.